Texte numéro 111. The settlers brought the lottery to America. It's had a long, uneven history. One very lucky person in Florida just won $1.5 billion in the Mega Millions jackpot drawing, with an estimated before-taxes payout of $800 million. The Mega Millions started in 1996 as the big game. It is now played in most states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the US Virgin Islands. In short, state lotteries are thriving, with Americans spending an estimated $100 billion each year on tickets. But that wasn't always the case. In 1612, the Virginia Company of London was authorized by King James I to run a lottery to help finance ships to the Jamestown colony in Virginia. Despite Puritans viewing gambling as a dishonor to God, lotteries flourished in the American colonies in the mid to late 1700s, and their proceeds went to build roads, bridges, churches, and colleges, says Victor Matteson, a professor of economics. The founding fathers were big into lotteries too. In 1748, Benjamin Franklin organized a lottery in Philadelphia to help fund the establishment of a militia for defense against marauding attacks by the French. Around 1800, Denmark Vesey, an enslaved person in South Carolina, won a local lottery and used the money to buy his freedom. Vesey was eventually executed for his role in planning a failed slave revolt later on. The same religious and moral sensibilities that eventually led to prohibition also started to turn the tide against gambling of all forms beginning in the 1800s. The Louisiana Lottery Company, a private enterprise started in 1868 by a group of entrepreneurs, sold tickets well beyond the state borders. At the end of the century, however, Congress banned the interstate promotion and sale of lottery tickets. The Lotto comeback started in 1964 with New Hampshire, one of the only three states at the time without a sales or income tax. That made it really heavily reliant on property taxes and willing to take a chance, he says. New Hampshire tried to create legitimacy for lotteries despite fears at the time that the games are going to be corrupt and infiltrated by organized crime. By the 1980s, an avalanche of states followed suit and started getting into the lottery game. Multi-state lotteries, such as Powerball and Mega Millions, came into being as smaller states banded together to increase the size of jackpots and attract more players. The odds today may be in favour of lotteries, but for anyone buying a ticket, they've gotten steadily worse as the size of jackpots and the number of players has increased. For Mega Millions, the chances of winning are about 1 in 300 million. Adapted from NPR, August 2023.